Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm in the studio with two very wonderful guests who are part of the education team. My name is Katrina Cartwright. I'm the Education Outreach Manager at the NAGB, and I have with me Zaria Monroe Wilkinson, who is our Community Outreach Officer at the NAGB, and Blake Fox, who is our Education Officer. Now, if you missed part of the show or would like to share it with a friend, you can listen to the show by going to the NAGB website at nagb.org.bs, scrolling down to the Learn menu to Blank Canvas, where you can find all of our archive shows. Now, while you're on our page, don't forget to check out our calendar and all the things happening at the NAGB. If you go to our homepage, you'll see all the things, all of the news, all the things that have been happening. And if you've been keeping up with us on our social media and our website, you'll know that even during lockdowns, we never stopped moving. There was always something going on, always ways to engage, always things happening. So even though we have been limiting the events we've been having on property, we still have lots of stuff happening. We actually had a really lovely pop-up market there on Saturday that had, I think it was free wine, was it, Blake and Zaria? I can't remember.
Yep.
It was free wine. So, you know, it seems like that seems to be a theme right now. So whenever our awesome team at our mixed media gift store decides to have a pop-up market, they always have a little freebie for all the guests who choose to come. So make sure you stay tuned for the next one so you can have that experience. And of course, we always have all of the trendy, awesome vendors who are doing really, really great work. Many of them you will not find outside of pop-up markets or small stores. So this is a great time for you to find unique Bahamian-made products. So if you were listening to the first segment of the show, we were talking about our upcoming Mixed Media Arts Summer Camp, Jam and Visuals, and we were getting a little bit of information about how we came up with this hybrid on-site virtual model, and also how this is going to look as an integrated learning summer camp, because we're looking at this fusion between music and art, which is super exciting. Because I'm an artist myself, I'm a ceramist, and I do not work if I don't have my music on. The music has to be on, and the music always suits my mood. So if it's that I need something to wake me up, to keep me upbeat, because I have to move fast and I have a lot of like really physical work to do, then that's what I do. If I'm looking for something a bit more mellow to keep me calm, that's the kind of music I put on. So, you know, music is an art form. So, and the connection between music and visual art, I mean, it's so easy to find, but you know, we don't always think about it that way, because even though music is put under the arts in schools, very rarely do you see music and art coming together in that way. So Blake has been working really hard on a curriculum, a set of activities, kind of like laying out what the student's going to be doing, what kind of content they're going to be covering, also what techniques they're going to be learning. So Blake, tell us a bit about that. Like, how does that look? What are some of the things the students are going to be doing in their projects?
Yeah, so I think that's what you said is really important about this integration of different disciplines and art, because sometimes we tend to work in like silos in a way. We sort of forget how everything is connected. And I think art is a great way. Art, music, the creative fields, they're a great way to sort of collaborate and have connections and try new things. And I also just think it's interesting, like also being an artist myself, sometimes you learn new things about your field by dabbling into doing something that you don't normally do. You know, you see something in a different way and you're able to flex your creative muscles in a slightly different way. And you sort of, there's a synergy that you can apply things and yeah, just learn new things. So we definitely were looking at how to integrate music, performance, how to do that with art, because I mean, we have so many Bahamian artists doing that now, and even just in the exhibitions that we have on currently at the museum, Floating Rib and Medicine and Memory. So specifically thinking about Medicine and Memory, you know, there are so many musical influences in the artworks in there. We have like Junkanoo influences in like John Beadle's work and Brent Malone's work. And then thinking more about the lyricist, which is the theme for the second week, as Zeria mentioned, you know, we have lots of work that use text, and how do we blend these two things? And I think maybe some people are hearing this and thinking like, oh, well, like, I'm not a musical person, or I'm better at art. Like I wanted to sign up for this because this is an art summer camp. I don't do music. But sometimes it's not like directly like you're creating a musical piece. Sometimes it's like you're inspired by music. Sometimes it's you painting to music, and you sort of are feeling and emoting like maybe like a Kendall Hanna. So just a couple of the activities that we're going to do. So for the first week, which we're looking at instrument artisans, so looking at the technical aspects of music making, and how music and art, they're very creative fields, but they also, there are technical elements to them, technical aspects. You know how to use your tools and your materials, and how do you use that? How do you use those in effective ways while still being creative? So we're going to be...
Right.
Go ahead,
and also,
Katrina.
Yeah. And also thinking about the fact that music is all about sound. So when you think about the creation of instruments is all about what can create a sound.
Exactly.
And it's so evident when you think about made instruments for Junkanoo and Rake and Scrape. You know, Rake and Scrape, you know, they have a saw with a screwdriver or
exactly.
a knife. I mean, honestly. And then you think about Junkanoo, those, sorry, not the drums, but the other ones, is a percussion instrument where it's like, they're beating on metal. Like,
I know what you mean, but I don't know the name.
Somebody had to make them, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
and it's an amazing sound. Depending on where you hit the metal and the thickness of the metal, you get a different sound. And somebody had to come up with that.
And it's such a beautiful thing about this theme, I think, because what is Junkanoo if not the perfect fusion of visual and musical art, right? Because
for sure,
then all this time and effort making everything look so pretty, but if it was just the costumes on Bay Street without any sound, would it even be Junkanoo, right? Would it even be the theme? So you need both for that fusion of just like power and just to access all that. And it feels very much like ancestral technology, right? Because it touches your very soul when you're there, you see it and you're pulled in. And that's something that is in all of us, right? That's something that's in every Bahamian knows Junkanoo. Every Bahamian knows visual and audio arts. So how can we as artists make that more prevalent, right? Like, how can we say, I can do my own version of a Junkanoo, right? What would Junkanoo sound like if I did it for a Medicine and Memory exhibition? Right? Like, if I'm thinking Medicine and Memory, not Boxing Day, what would art and music look like in that fusion, right? And I thought that was that's such an amazing way, a new way of looking at things.
Definitely.
I mean, and I think, you know, growing up on Long Island, when I think about Indigenous music, it really is Rake and Scrape for me because that's what I grew up with, right? But again, unlike Junkanoo, it's not so much a fusion of visual and performing arts, but it definitely speaks to like a kind of ingenuity and inventiveness with people who are on these remote islands who came up with a sound based on what they had around them. Because they had to make their own drums, you know, goatskin drums, right? Yep. They had somebody pick up a saw and scraped and realized and made an interesting sound. I mean, the only instrument that was actually imported was the accordion or the concertina. And even then, you know, like you could like see people putting together plastic bottles and beating them just to get a sound. And I find it really inspiring. And of course we're not the only culture where that happens. That's happened around the world. That's how instruments were invented, is that somebody hit something or blew into something or like strung something and, you know, kind of like clipped it with their finger or string and made a sound. And they thought it was interesting. They decided to like build on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're going to be doing a little bit of that too, making our own instruments. Just like you said, Katrina, using like unconventional objects, things that maybe we find to create sound. And we're going to be making drums. I think we're also trying to get someone from Junkanoo Shack who has experience making drums. So it's going to be... it might be noisier than usual actually around the museum, but in a good way.
which we love. And then let's talk about the lyrics, because I think I think somebody asked me once, when I think about traditional Bahamian music, what do I think about? And I'm like, the core of traditional Bahamian music is storytelling. We mm-hmm. tell stories. And we're very good at laughing at ourselves. Even the most serious true. Situation, we can find humor in it.
Yeah. So for the lyricists week, we're definitely looking at words and the power of words and how we can use words and text throughout the artwork. We're just looking at like a couple ideas of how we can tie in words and lyrics from some Bahamian songs, how we can like create sort of landscapes and collages and images around these things that sort of evoke maybe what this song means or what it's talking about. Also just looking at text in because when I hear lyrical, I'm of course thinking like from a visual art perspective. I'm thinking about how some artworks are poetic and lyrical in a way. So how do we, you know, combine words in a certain way that are poetic? And another angle for the lyrical week as well could be not necessarily using text itself, but being inspired by the text, being inspired by, again, music and the lyrics of a song and how you can sort of emote that in an artwork. So I think it's going to be a lot of collaboration, a lot of like listening to music and feeling these things and creating works based on them. Yeah, I think that week is going to be interesting, and that one's going to be interesting. Yeah,
each week, along with the curriculum, like I said, we have the in-person presenters and workshops, and virtual presenters as well for the virtual mm-hmm. days. And so they sort of, and these are people who are experts in their fields, right? So these are folk storytellers. The human folks, oh God, how do you say it? Folks,
you got it.
poets, songwriters who are going to be working with the kids and showing them exactly what it is they do. So once the kids have a better understanding of that realm, they can integrate it into their art.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And before we go to break, let's talk a little bit about the performance arts section, because that's not something that we're very familiar with in this space, right? So, you know, the idea that an artist takes themselves, their bodies, and makes it the subject of an artwork in like live, not just taking a picture or not just painting themselves, but actually in a live space where you see this event happen. And the only way to have it, I guess, be kind of captured in memory is either by watching it when it's actually happening or recording mm-hmm. it. So I have to say, this is what we kind of like pulled our hair a little bit out about this. We thought it was very important because even though we don't realize it as a people, we are very good at performing. You know,
we are
very good at performing, even on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know if you've ever heard of a Bahamian tell a story, but it is a performance.
A full-on performance.
and we don't think about it a lot, but right now I think we have two different performance pieces up at the gallery, right?
We do,
mm-hmm. Think about people like Avery Wright and Jody Minnis who just do mm-hmm. this, and they do it, and they do it while they integrate it with their regular art practice, and it is just I don't even have words, right? Because how do you explain something that is multiple things all together?
Right.
Yep. So it is something you, like you said, Katrina, you have to see to experience. Like I can't describe it to you really, but it is just taking that artistic element, a visual artistic element, and combining it with purpose and audio elements, and you have that all come together to be an entirely new thing. And it happens a lot in the art community, more than we even, I think, notice or realize.
Yeah.
And I think that someone like Margot, who has that piece up in Floating Rib, has like a whole lot of visuals and photography and it's gorgeous, but it's also set to music. And there's also words, a script that's said over it that sort of hammers home the artist's purpose. So you have literally all three elements combined in that one piece. And it's just to have, just expose the next generation of artists, because that's really who we always target, right? Like who is next and what's coming up and who is the new talent. And so when the kids come and they spend time with us, even if they're not going to be the next generation of artists, but still, right?
Yeah.
We want to make sure they know all of the different elements that they do have access to. Because maybe, like Blake said earlier, maybe I don't really do music, or I don't really do, maybe I'm not a painter, maybe I'm not a photographer. Maybe I can do a little bit of three different things. And then I have created for myself a new space, right? But I can art myself.
Well, you know, and I always tell people there's always something for everybody in the arts. But we are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and continue this conversation, because we were just getting into something really, really juicy. And of course, we have to take a moment and come back to you with even more really, really interesting information about our Mixed Media Summer Camp. So make sure that you join us after this break.